Commentator Charles Monroe Kane is a member of the MTV generation. The channel debuted when he was in the sixth grade, and he's still watching. Lately, he's become a big fan of one of MTV's biggest stars.
When I first saw the Andy Milonakis show, my jaw dropped. I couldn't believe a show this funny, this original, was anywhere on TV, especially MTV. And get this, it was made by a kid.
I wonder if I got a letter from my pen pal in Alaska. Awesome!
Dearest Andy, today it was 35 degrees below zero. I didn't wake up until 4 p.m. Then I ate 12 ice cube sandwiches. I feel so fat. Right back soon. Freddy.
Dear Freddy, things are going great here in New York. We have heat and we never have to worry about freezing to death. But more importantly, I wish I didn't have to deal with having such a sucky pen pal. Write me back soon, Andy.
Stupid, I know, but here's Andy Milonakis, a chubby, apartment-bound city kid who looks like he's about 12, who's writing, directing, and acting in his own TV show. Sure, it's poorly done homemade videos of him trying to inflate a Twinkie with a bicycle pump, but he's got that goofy grin of a child unselfconsciously testing the world around him, and I like that. But the backstory on the internet was even better. Andy was discovered by late-night comedy icon Jimmy Kimmel. The video for a song, The Super Bowl is Gay, is emailed around the world. MTV signs him up. Not bad for a show that has cherubim-faced Andy skipping up the strangers and telling him, "Thanks for not stabbing me."
I really hate myself. Have a nice day.
You hate yourself?
Yeah.
What do you mean you hate yourself?
I don't want to talk about it. Why do you have to always pressure me? Have a nice day.
You too. Thanks for the balloon.
Thank you. I hate me.
Truth arrived one day in the form of a New York Times article. Turns out Andy is not an endearing, though strange, 12-year-old kid making his own show. No, he's a 30-year-old man with a congenital growth hormone condition, working with a team of some of MTV's best and brightest. I felt so stupid. Look, I'm a pretty savvy media consumer. How could I have been so dumb as to let the MTV machine fool me again? Here's one more thing I thought might be real that turns out to be fake. And I'm just another step closer to not believing in anything. I put Andy's DVD on again and watched some of my old favorites. So I'm asking myself, is a talking pancake still funny?
Does Pancake Face like syrup? I don't know. Let's ask him. Wait, I am him and I love syrup.
Why does this bother me so much anyway? I mean, who cares if he's 12 or not? I guess I do. But I care if it's real, not if it's funny. In this homogenized, mass-produced country of ours, I feel like I'm always looking for something that's not fake. Some of us actually believe reality shows aren't fake. The unbending optimism and wishful thinking of America. God bless it. So, Andy, I know you're 30, and I don't care. Sing for me.
So, yo, I gotta go. It's time for me to rock it. I put bologna in my left pocket. Smear some cream cheese in my gold locket. Cause it's my show. I'm Andy Milonakis. It's my show. I'm Spandy Spiller Schmackis. It's my show. I'm Andy Milonakis.
Charles Monroe Kane is a producer for Wisconsin Public Radio's To the Best of Our Knowledge.